Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in your daily life, in the politics and the world around you. And it's a tough week for this to go through, but here we are, and may we work together. I want to just start the weekend now by connecting in and holding our hearts together. Holding our souls together and asking the stars to illuminate us and take us forward. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I'm joined by Mark.
Mark Waltz, coming in from New York City. How are you, Heather?
Well, I'm holding in there, you know, really feeling that
okay.
Pisces moon tonight. And yeah. It is, you know, Pisces moon goes into Aries but it's right now, or by midnight out here in a couple of hours. Right now it's still in Pisces, conjunct Neptune, and we're feeling the woes of the world. And, you know, I had really hoped that America could go through these changes without doing it the hard way, but that was not to be the case. I knew that I couldn't call the election because I had too much skin in the game. And I have too much, two trans family members, a handicapped son. I knew this meant too much to me to call because there's so many delicate favors. And it brings up the question of, is it useful to try to call an election or to predict the future or to ask us how we can use these aspects the best we can. And on the 19th, Pluto goes into Aquarius for the next couple of decades. And I see us moving into a time of needing to work in a circle and as a group and starting up those groups and connections and collections again. As not a magic way, but as a way forward that can help us get to our hearts and pull through this on the other side. How are you doing today, Mark?
Doing all right. Looking at Saturn and Jupiter, as well as your Pluto and Neptune. And Saturn is going to go turn around to go direct. He's been retrograde. He's going direct this Friday. And that comes along with a full moon.
Yeah, that full moon in Taurus. How do you say, what do you think people can do to help with this process? And Saturn and Jupiter are square each other. At the moment, they're both retrograde.
I think the main thing we can get from this, especially this full moon, is connect. Just really make an effort to connect with people. You know, there's, if you were disappointed by the election outcome, you probably felt like there's no use. You know, but there is. There is. And we're all in it together. So pick your issue and find a group.
Right. And this full moon is going to be within 1 degree of conjunct Uranus. So it is a full moon of change. And again, it's change on both sides. We may not like how the world is changing right now, but that doesn't mean that's the only process of change going on. Remember that 71 million people voted for Kamala in this process. One of the things that I see coming up, one of the things that worries me in the future is this year, Neptune heads into Aries and then backs up and then heads into Aries eventually again for, you know, over a decade. But I looked at the last time Neptune went into Aries, and it was the day after the first move of the Civil War. So the week that that Neptune went into Aries last time was the week that, you know, the day before was the first move by the South. This the day after Neptune went into Aries was the day it was declared a war. And it, I'm hoping that we can do this without a physical war, but to know that the heat's coming up, this, you know, between now and inauguration day, the progressed moon goes into Aries. There's so, you know, but the thing about choice-based astrology, which is my approach, is we always have many ways to play this. We also realize that the people that we're challenged by are also have many ways to play this. I had hoped that all these planets lining up in Aries would be, you know, a war on climate change and entrepreneurial enthusiasm to create the world in a better way and all that wonderful heroic energy that Aries can bring. But it can also, you know, Stalin was an Aries, and that it can also bring that authoritarian, simplistic, simple, this it's uncomplicated, black and white approach. But I'd ask us to tie into the positive aspect of that Aries. How can we find other heroes and work together? How can we find other people that are wanting to help this world move forward in a good way and work together? Because we're going to need it. We'll feel, you know, Aries can make us depressed if we don't feel like we're doing something. So, you know, whatever small way we can contribute to some hope would be better.
Yeah, I mean, it won't be what they call a walk in the park.
No.
It's going to be a lot of strife.
Mm-hmm.
And that Jupiter square Saturn now is also in the T-square with Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
So I think our communications are going to get a workover.
That Mercury square Saturn can be useful in that, right now that T-square of Mercury Saturn, you know, we often see the Democrats and Republicans square off when Saturn and Jupiter square off. You know, that's kind of standard patterning. But I think with Mercury square Saturn can be really helpful in helping us think rigorously, like to kind of figure out what we need to organize. And I think this week is a lot about coming back to ourselves and remembering what we were doing right before the election, what we were doing that we in our own spirit, kind of remember what our projects were, feed our life force, because we got to pace ourselves for this one. But, you know, I think that Mercury-Saturn square can really help us kind of work the details. And it can give us rigorous thinking, especially as Saturn turns direct. How do you see that Saturn turning direct affecting us, Mark?
Well, I think it calls into play a new structure. And certainly the new administration is wasting no time talking about changing the structure of things, the way things are done, who answers to whom, and really getting that Saturn going. There seems to be a search, actually, for a Saturn figure. People are saying we need a strong leader. And that can be interpreted in a lot of ways.
Right. And that does seem to be the, you know, what some talked about authoritarian is looking for someone to solve, you know, that would do the work for them, which always seems to me so antithetical. But here we are. And this weekend, the sun, you know, coming up, we have Saturn turns direct on that full moon on Friday. And then the next day, the moon goes into Gemini and the sun opposes Uranus. So maybe it's just a change of scene for us. We might see some big changes out, you know, some surprises in the big picture. But it could also just need for us a change of scene, something fresh to take us back into the work and help us kind of remember where we're going and what we were doing. Now,
work on that.
And
such a sense of I need to rest.
Yeah.
Not the time to rest.
So if anybody wants, we're going to start taking callers a little early today, but I don't see anybody who's raised their hand. So if you hit one, we'll know that you would like to talk. Okay, here we go. Here's one, two, good. And hello, area code 267-673. You're on the air. How can we help you today?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark. It's really good to talk with you guys again. My birthday is March 31st, 1990, born at 6:30 p.m. in Birmingham, Alabama.
In Birmingham. And how can we help you today?
Well, I've been thinking about this... I'm sorry, what did you say, Mark?
What was it again?
March 31st, 1990, 6:30 p.m. in Birmingham, Alabama.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
Yep. And what, on March 31st, 1990, what is the, what's your question today?
So today I'm really thinking about this Pluto transit, like wrapping up in Capricorn, and how I've been going through a lot of like major loss as it's kind of been wrapping up, or me just kind of like just going over how much I've lost in the past year.
Coming to terms
with it, because I've lost a lot. I've lost my home. I've lost cars. I've lost a lot of assets, and it's been really tough.
It
and
looks like
I'm just
it.
Reflecting on, yeah, I've been reflecting on that, you know, since we're about to have Pluto move into Aquarius. And, you know,
and
I've kind of expected that I'm not going to be.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've kind of come to terms I'm not going to be able to get, like, everything back. But I had a question about one thing that's been, like, reoccurring in my thoughts. It's about one of my pets that I lost. He's not dead or anything. He was stolen. And I was just trying to see, is there something you might be able to see in my chart that, like, I should either just kind of let it go, or maybe there's some kind of, like, hope that maybe I can keep fighting to get this little guy back? Because I know where he is. It's just, it's kind of difficult to get him back.
Well, your progressed moon is in Virgo, and it's got one more month, like, what, six weeks in Virgo in your 12th house. Of the hidden inner world, and it's been opposed Neptune in your sixth house of small animals and health.
Yeah.
And so, and your Venus is, your progressed Venus is now conjunct Vesta, that offering in the sixth house. It looks like I would say it's hard to read on that one. If you're going to get them back, I would say it would be when your progressed moon goes into Libra in about 6 weeks, 5 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
But I would say that what looks like it's so important is for you to rebuild your own sense of home. You know, Pluto's no longer talking to everything in your chart the way it was. And Pluto, but... You know, Jupiter is coming up. It's retrograding now. When it goes direct, it's going to come back to your natal moon. There's some, you know, positive pieces that are kicking in here slowly. Right now, Mars is trying that Venus in the sixth house. What I would say is the more care you take of yourself and kind of getting your feet back underneath you, and just kind of what do you need most, and kind of holding on to that then allows you to build back up again. But I wouldn't start with the animal. I don't know what kind of animal. That starting with the animal. It was a cat. Then it would still be hard for you to take care of it until you're grounded. Do you feel like you've got a safe home to bring the cat to now?
Well, technically I do with where I am. Like, you know, my friends are saying if I could get him back, he could stay with us. Because, like, right now I definitely don't have, like, my own home. I'm kind of, like, you know, been given a place to stay until I can rebuild back, which is nice. Like, I am in a period of time where I'm highly aware I'm rebuilding, you know, my ability to be independent again because everything kind of just fell apart. And it's just one of those things where I've just been, like, reflecting, like, wow, I really lost a lot, and what do I have to come to terms with this loss? But there's still just this little thing in the back of my mind, like, can I at least have my cat back, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's just really difficult to, you know, be able to build back up. And then,
is your cat in danger?
He was stolen from me. He was in foster care, and the veterinarian just kept him. She didn't give him back. She just kept him.
If you were to
say, advantage of the fact that I was homeless.
Right. If you were to say, I now have a home, and this is where it is. But I think, from the looks of it, I wouldn't say you should not do that. And again, if you're going to do that, I would say aim for 5 to 6 weeks from now on that.
Okay.
But it looks like there may be instead another animal coming towards you, because that cat may be in a safe enough place for you at the moment, and that there is another animal coming towards you. Yeah.
Okay.
Mark,
what
do you
think?
Yeah. Overall, don't get too attached to any one of these animals that seem to be looking toward you. You want to exercise your flexibility and be where you are and with whoever you are. And remember, if your friend help you to take the cat in, then that's going to work that way, but it's a dynamic of you. So accept that as being not just you and the cat, but you and the cat and your friends, and celebrate that they're able to make that offer and make good on it. At a time when you can't do it yourself.
Right. I mean, ultimately, my goal is to just focus on getting back on my feet right now.
Just
building back where things fell apart, because, like, it was just awful. Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting my whole life to just kind of fall apart, especially when the Aries last year. Now that it's just wrapping up, I'm just kind of looking around me like, wow, I have a lot of stuff to build back up on. So,
right.
I just didn't know if that was going to look like having my cat back or just moving on.
I think it's get yourself back first. Feel good about what your foundations, and then start inviting all that life back, is what it looks like to me. Okay?
All right.
Good luck, my dear.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Bye. Hello, area code 630-251. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. My birthday is January 19th, 1973, at 11:44 a.m., and that's in Maywood, Illinois.
And what's your question?
So I think Pluto is right on my son. I think it's that because my son is at 29 degrees of Capricorn, and this whole Pluto thing since 2008 has just transformed me and into a new person. So it's been great in that respect. I had to go through a lot to get here, but now I'm feeling really lost. And after being in survival mode for so many years, I got married, I moved, I'm not working anymore, just due to the distance and of the commute. And so I'm just feeling incredibly lost, and I don't know what to fill that
void
in my life.
But it looks like you're financially okay not working for a little while. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So, you know, as someone with that Sun, Mercury, Jupiter, North Node, and Venus all in Capricorn,
yeah,
you know, you've kind of defined yourself by your work. Your
right.
progress moon has just gone into Cancer. Mm-hmm. And Pluto will be off your Sun. You know, it's been seesawing back and forth over it for 2 years now. It'll
right.
be off your Sun by Thanksgiving.
Thank God.
It looks, you know, your progress moon's in Cancer, and it's going to be going through the very bottom of your chart for the next couple of years. And that's time to stay home. That's time to, it's called family karma slogging. It's about personal life. It doesn't mean you can't work, but that the pot on the front burner of your stove is your personal life. That you're really honoring your family, you're honoring kind of feeling at home and healing in some ways that you haven't before. I know you're going to get back out there and make and do things and get involved. You've got that lineup of planets in Capricorn that wants to work. But I'd say for the next 2.5 years, it's more about, you know, who are you besides your work? It's kind of like, you
right.
know, when you've got lazy eye and you've got one very strong eye and they cover the strong eye so the weak eye can develop.
Right.
You kind of have hid in your work in many ways. And
Absolutely.
This is saying now it's time for you to have to feel your feelings and develop your relationships and see what else you are. That's what I'm seeing.
Absolutely.
Mark, what are you seeing?
I'm going to interrupt to check the birth data again.
That was January 19th, 1973 at 11:44 a.m. in Maywood, Illinois.
Okay, hang on a second.
And, you know, that moon in Leo, I think really fun exploring your moon in Leo for these holidays to really enjoy that time in your home and starting to feel like you're shining in a personal way. And there's it feels like there's layers of healing that are going on around that. If that makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And Mark, do you have a comment?
Just looking at the chart.
Yep.
Yeah, you often feel restrictions in what people will tolerate from you. And so you've had a tendency to pick the easiest way to get your word in, but you might want to try for some opportunities to find the hard way.
You mean to get people to listen to me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't let it go. When the room goes silent, take that as a cue for you to put your two cents in, and it'll get things going in a different direction. It'll surprise you.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Try that. Listen. Just listen for things to go quiet, and take that as a cue not to be quiet yourself, but to put
jump
something
in.
Out. That, yeah. Jump in.
Got it. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And good luck on that.
Thanks.
And, okay, goodbye. And we have one more to take. Hello, area code 480.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Area code 480, you're on the air. Yeah.
Hello?
All right, second.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Yeah, I was just going in to see briefly what you could tell me about my transits that are coming up.
Okay, when were you born?
Okay.
October 1st,
1988. Time?
Oh, 1 a.m.
1 a.m.? And where?
10:01.
10:01, okay.
Pottsville? Yes. Okay. Pottsville, PA, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm.
And you just, did you have a particular question, or was it more about what's generalized going on for you right now?
Basically just generalized.
Okay. And so you're a Libra, Moon in Gemini, with a Scorpio rising, which is an interesting combination. It looks like your life might have gone through some major changes about 2 years ago when you progressed Sun conjunct Pluto 2-3 years ago, and that you're sort of in a new phase of your life. Does that make sense?
Sort of, yes.
Progress Moon is in Libra, conjunct Venus. It looks like there's some interesting contradictions in your chart, like part of you has been feeling very private, and another part has really kind of grown a community of people and friends in the area. You've come out of a time of confusion. Neptune's off its square to your moon, and you're kind of rediscovering yourself in your own way. But you're still at the last 2 years of a 30-year cycle. It's still a lot of introspecting being asked of you, and a lot of kind of work that you're going through. Is there anything in particular? And Uranus is squaring your Venus, so there might be kind of an emotionally it could be a quite exciting time, but a time when you're kind of wondering how can you change the relationships so that they feel more alive to you, or do you have to change the relationships themselves, or can you explore some new creative options? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Is
yes.
there a particular question that we can help you with here?
No, I just wanted to basically know in general.
Mm-hmm. So it's unsettled, but it can be exciting to think about the consequences, because there's both this social side to you and a very private side. There's been some kind of layers of, in a couple of years, when your progress lunar moon starts over again, and cycle starts, you're kind of beginning, really kicking into the next phase of your life. But right now, it's kind of some new stuff and finishing up old cycles and old karmic process. Just think through the consequences. Don't get caught up in impulses, but really listen to those impulses, but think about the consequences before you act on them. Mark, what are you seeing?
Okay.
See if you can develop a different relationship with sadness. When sadness comes in, you know it's going to pass, but allow yourself to see through the sadness and not just wait for it to pass. So,
yeah, okay.
In other words, instead of being in the canoe and letting it float down the river, use your paddle and steer that canoe into a little bit of the quiet waters.
Okay.
Okay. And it looks like our time is up. So
thank you guys
almost
so
up.
Much.
Good luck.
You're welcome.
This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Ronan, Montana. And Mark?
Mark Waltz from New York City. And Ann Ortland will be back with us soon.
We hope. Her leg is healing.
Yep.
But she had to stay off her leg entirely for 6 weeks, I believe. So she hasn't been available. Paul as well. Every you all take care. See you next week. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye.